Thank you very much, Sister Barbara. Good morning, Church. A very, very pleasant Christmas Eve to all of you. We trust that God has continued, is blessing you already and will continue to bless you as far as this particular season is concerned. It is a season of goodwill to all of us. And I trust that you are really enjoying this season as we continue to give God glory together. We are looking on the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And what a wonderful thing to bear in mind, that at some point in our history, a man called Jesus walked planet Earth. And this information needs to continue throughout all generations, because it is the piece of information that is vital to the survival of humanity. And this morning, as one of the speakers, I would like to look on Isaiah chapter 9, the passage that was read earlier, and it is verse 6 that we're going to contemplate on. Now, there are two thoughts here that I would like to try and share within the short space of time that I have. And the first one is the all-inclusiveness of the message. The all-inclusiveness of the message. Of course, the overall theme is unto us a child is born. That is the overall theme of today's presentation. Unto us a child is born. But I'm going to look on two thoughts coming from this passage, and that is, the first one is the all-inclusive nature of the message. And the second part is the authority vested in the person. All right, let us look on the first part. It is clear to all of us that your children that is born unto you are your children. Your children. They are born in your family, and God has given them to you. There seems to be a little noise on the phone coming from somebody surrounding. I wonder if you could pay attention to that, please. So your children that are born unto you are your children. But when we look on this passage here, the prophecy is saying to us, unto us a child is born. And it is interesting because the very first line of this verse of scripture, it carries the word us two times. So what we are looking on here is the comprehensive presentation of the prophecy, which gives us a complete understanding that it is inclusive. It is all inclusive. And so you're going to see the word us used. You're going to see the word you. Use, that means you in the plural. We're going to see the word world use, and we're going to see the word whosoever use, and we're going to see the word all use. The all-inclusive message of the prophecy. And so when we say unto us a child is born, it means unto us, the human race. Every one of us listening right now, every single one of us, this child is for you and he is for me. Unto us a child is born. We are given the right to claim him for ourselves. Unto us a child is born, whether you are black or whether you are white, whether you are rich or whether you are poor, unto us a child is born. And the thought pattern that went into all of this, God carefully think about this presentation before he puts it in the heart of his servant to convey this message. That the child that is about to be born belongs to all of us. Without exception, every person in the human race have a right to this child. And I am saying to the church this morning that because we have a right to this child, we need to make sure that he is at the table when we are having our Christmas dinner. We need to make sure that he is in the home at all times. We need to make sure that he is in the workplaces with us at all times. We need to make sure that in our going out and in our coming in, we have this child with us because God has given him to us. Hallelujah. You have the right. You have the right to claim this child for yourself. That's what God has done. And God has included every person in the human race to be in position of this child. The all-inclusive nature of the message, meaning Jesus is for every single one of us. And it is interesting to know that this is so when we read the word of God. Because look at, God did not just give one person the message that Jesus was coming. God gave this message to different people. And one such person is to be found in Luke. Luke 2, we heard it read before. Luke 2 and verse 10, listen to what happened here. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Here we go again. The all-inclusive nature of the presentation to all people. And but the reason for me to come here is in this verse here, verse 11. For unto you, the angel said, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You have just missed the thought. The angel said, unto the shepherd, unto you, not unto us. Notice that. Over in Isaiah, the word said, unto us, a child is born. Meaning, Isaiah is speaking on behalf of the human race. But the angel could not say, unto us, a child is born. Instead, the angel had to say, unto you, the human race, a child is born. Because Jesus was not born for the angel. Jesus was not born for heavenly hosts. Jesus was born for us here, the human. human race. So that's why we need to take goal and position of this that God has offered unto us. Amen, church. It is for us, not for angels. So the angels have to say, unto you is born this day. He brought that message to the shepherd. But in bringing that message, he knew that it was not for the heavenly host, it was for us here. And therefore the word us and you are to be employed, because this child is for us, this human race. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So no person can say that they did not get a chance to the right, to have the right to have Jesus. Because the scripture specifically declared that Jesus was born for us. And not to have Jesus for yourself with Christmas is to reject the gift that God has given. The word said here, in verse 1, in verse 6 of Isaiah, for unto us a child is born. And then it went on to say, unto us a son is given. No, it explained to us that a child was going to be born. It also states that a son, the child is a son. It declares to us that a child is going to be born, and it also states the sex of the child. The child is a son. And then the word said, the son is given. It is given. He is given to us by God. God has given his all when he gave Jesus. God held back nothing when he gave Jesus to us. But we would like to find out just a little bit more as to who this son is. So we go over to St. John chapter 16. St. John chapter 3, I beg your pardon, verse 16. And let's look and see what it says here. St. John 3, for God so loved the world. Listen to that all-inclusive word again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now we know where this son is coming from. Now we know. Isaiah said, unto us a child is born. But Isaiah never just leave it there. Isaiah went on to tell us that it would be, the child would be a son. Over in here in St. John, it is confirmed that it is a son. But we are now given the explanation as to where the son is coming from. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever hear the all-inclusive word again, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That brings us now to the second thought. Have everlasting life. It means that this son, this child, which is called Jesus, and this son that comes from God, has the authority to grant what? Everlasting life. us the authority to grant everlasting life. This child that has been given to all of us here, he had the ability to give all of us eternal life. Let us see how God has vested this authority in him. Let's look on as we read Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 again. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder, and listen to this carefully, and his name shall be called Wonderful. We are talking about the character of Jesus, the character of this child. He is a wonderful child. The word tells us everywhere that Jesus went, he was doing good. We heard the quote from time to time at different sections of the scripture where multitude followed Jesus in his ministry. Jesus was a good man. Jesus was a good man described by many people. And therefore, he was wonderful. His name shall be called Wonderful. As a result of all of this, people consider Jesus wonderful. The next thing we see here is that he's a counselor. He's a counselor coming out of the Godhead, the second person of the Trinity, vested with wisdom. Not only that he vested with wisdom to make decisions, but at the same time, he is the wisdom of God being manifested. He's the wisdom of God being manifested. When you think of what God's wisdom is manifold, and God could have found another way to bring a Redeemer into this world. He did not necessarily have to go through Mary. He could have found another way. Because if you read Hebrews chapter 7, you're going to discover that there was a man living in the Old Testament by the name of Melchizedek. The Bible says Melchizedek has no beginning, he has no ending. He has no father, he has no mother. He appeared and he disappeared accordingly. God could have arranged somebody like Melchizedek to perform the work of redemption. God's ways are manifold, but when we see the way God chose to do it through Jesus, we discover that is the wisdom of God on display. Because Jesus had to come as an infant, had to come as a babe, so that he would go through all the different challenges of humanity, so as to represent us properly, so as to be able to redeem us. In fact, the word tells us that he was in all points tempted as we are, and yet without sin. He had to be born as a babe. He had to come in as a child to go through the different things that you and I go through and still standing without sin, so that his blood, being pure, can redeem us from our sin. Hallelujah! When you look on Jesus, you're seeing the manifest wisdom of God. And I have to rush here. His name shall be called not only Wonderful Counselor, but the Mighty God. The Mighty God. All power is vested in him, in creation. Amen. Amen, somebody. He is the mighty God. He is the one, everlasting Father of all creation. The Bible tells us, without him was nothing made that was made. Whether it is principalities, whether it is powers, whether it is dominion, whether it is throne, all things were made by him and for him. Things visible and things invisible. Jesus is the one who made all things. Hallelujah. And as a result of that, he has been given the responsibility of authority. He has the authority on earth to forgive sin. Jesus speaking in St. Luke chapter 5:24 said, the power that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin. Speaking in St. John chapter 1, verse 12, the word tells us that he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. The authority that is vested in this child. He's furnished with all these things from he was a child. Hallelujah. And God is giving up to us for us to have him as a Christmas gift. My God, I trust you have your Christmas gift already. I trust you have Jesus already. And for those of you who do not have him, this is the wonderful Christmas gift that God has prepared for you. So we find in the golden text of the Bible, it says, he offer eternal life. This eternal life is yours. Amen. Because Amen. It is in Jesus. This child, which was promised, carries eternal life. When he sits at your table, the eternal life giver is sitting there with you. Hallelujah. When you are sick, the eternal life giver is there at your disposal. When you are in trouble, you can call upon the eternal life giver. And God said unto us, a child is born, and unto us a son is given. I trust that you find it possible to take home Jesus with you today so that you can have him for Christmas tomorrow and give God the glory and give God the praise because he's worthy to be praised. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, church.
Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, let us bless the Lord. Let us bless the Lord for this beautiful portion of scripture and the message. Wonderful. His name shall be called Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me, to you, to the whole world. Wonderful. Prince of Peace, mighty God. Hallelujah. Saving me, keeping me. Saving you, keeping you. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Is yes, Jesus to us. Hallelujah. Thank you very much, Pastor Henry. And please, everyone who have heard this portion of the Christmas story, please put it in your heart, meditate upon it, and receive the Christ of glory in your heart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I love some of the things pastors say, and this is how we're going to go on to the next section of this program. You know, he talk about us, he talk about you, he talk about the world, whosoever. And you know what? Some wise men came to seek Jesus also. So if you are wise today, you just go and find this baby and receive him in your heart. So at this time, I am going to ask Brother David Brock to give us the scripture concerning the wise men. Brother David Brock. Is he there? Hello. Wonderful, wonderful. Jesus, oh, we praise you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I don't hear Brother David Brock there. Everybody has a Bible. I would like a man, wise man this morning to read this scripture, this portion of scripture, if Brother Brock is not there. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I want some gentleman, a wise man. Sister Henry, would you help me, please? Please, you. Sister Jellybrown.
And there's Brother Kevin also.
Yes.
What is Brother Kevin?
Is it God, Sister Brother Kevin? Do you have a Bible with you, dear? The scripture. Brother Kevin? Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, who is this now?
This is David.
Okay, please go ahead and give the scripture. Thank you.
So the scripture reading would be taken from Matthew 2, verse 1. It says, not when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the day of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Brock. Wise men have come to worship him, and that's what we have come to do today, to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. The next person in the Christmas story is a man called Simeon. Simeon. And this portion will be read by Brother Everton Barker. Brother Everton Barker, it's your time.
One second, please.
Brother Barker.
Yes? Can you hear me?
Please, yes. Please go ahead.
Good. Thank you. I'm going to be reading this day from Luke chapter 2, verse 25 to 32. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just on the boat waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all thy people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people, Israel. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you again, brother. Brother Simeon, thank you for this portion of scripture. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of Israel. This is what the pastor just said. This message is for all people, Jew and Gentile, everyone. So please put yourself in this Christmas program today. God is giving you a precious gift. Please do not despise that gift. Praise the Lord. One more person that is going to proclaim this gift, and that is Anna the prophetess. Anna the prophetess. And this scripture will be read by Sister Merle Bennett. Anna the prophetess.
Thank you, Sister Barbara. The scripture is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 36 to 38. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. Last verse, and she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. This is the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Mr. Bennett, for reading this portion. You have heard that this lady was an old lady looking for the redemption of Israel. And that came by this blessed son that God gave, this child that was born, and the son that was given. So he is for everybody. All right, praise the Lord. Now we have one more item on this program. And this is from a young person, very young person. So as you know, young and old, middle age, everybody is included. And this poem will be from Maya Ellis. Maya Ellis, this is your turn now to give us your poem.
Christmas time is near. There's so much to do, my dear. I've got shopping, I've got cooking, I have stockings that need hooking, appointments that need booking. Wait, maybe I should take a minute to evaluate. Christmas time is near. Let me open my eyes and ears so I can better see and hear all this Christmas cheer. I sing carols about a holy night where that star was shining oh so bright. I can read about Jesus who was born to Mary and how one day all our sins he would carry. Oh, it's such a wonderful time of year. Oh, it's Christmas time, my dear. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sister. Bless the Lord. What a beautiful poem. I think we would love to hear it again. I think, yes. Sister Maya, would you please do it for us again, please? what Christmas is all about. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Christmas time. Christmas time is near. There's so much to do, my dear. I've got shopping. I've got cooking. I have stockings that need hooking. Appointments that need booking. Wait, maybe I should take a minute to evaluate. Christmas time is near. Let me open my eyes and ears so I can better see and hear all this Christmas cheer. I can sing carols about a holy night where that star was shining oh so bright. And how one day all our sins he would carry. Oh, it's such a wonderful time of year. It's Christmas time, my dear. Thank you.
Praise the Lord again. Come on, let us say praise the Lord. And I wish
a beautiful day.
Praise the Lord. This is our youngest sister, a little seven-year-old, giving us the story of Christmas. And she says that you are to evaluate yourself. Open your ears and open your eyes, you know, and don't just be busy about Christmas and appointments, but, you know, see the Christ child who has come, dear Lord, to come and save us from our sins. It's a beautiful poem, and I pray, Sister Maya, that you'll keep that program for us, that we can read it again. At least it will be on the message today when it is posted, so we can hear it all over again. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you all. That God bless everyone that has participated so far in this Christmas program. And before I turn over to Pastor Eric Fiani, who will give us the second portion of the message today, I am going to just give you a chorus right here. And the chorus is, who is he? We are trying to identify who is this person, this child and this son of God. And I would like to tell you who he is right now. And it's, the chorus says, who is he in yonder store? At whose feet the shepherds fall. 'Tis the Lord, oh wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, Lord of all. Who is he? The gathering throng greets with loud triumphant song. 'Tis the Lord, oh wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, Lord of all. Who is he who Over to you, Pastor Kiani. Hallelujah.
It's a wonderful birthday celebration we're having. I'm so happy about that. We all can celebrate the birthday of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are thankful for the scriptures which tells us all about him. And we learn about him from the Old Testament scriptures and also from the New Testament. God would have all of us, as you have heard earlier on, to know his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. I have enjoyed what I've heard so far, and I'm going to share with you something that I think is very important that we all should be aware of as we look around us and we listen to the news and we hear many people are expressing themselves day after day. We come to realize that as we're going to read from Isaiah chapters 9, and I'm going to go down to verse 2, and I'd like for you to turn to your scriptures, not your Bible. And here, Isaiah, the Messianic prophet, is now saying, the people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. What a scripture. And I'm quite sure many of you will say amen to this. And I'm going to read it again for all to hear and understand, because we are living in a time like this, and I'll tell you more about when Isaiah then spoke these words. The people that walk in darkness had seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them had the light shined. And then I jump down now to verse 6. You've heard that read before, but I want to read it again. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. I want to emphasize his name, Wonderful. Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We are celebrating, as I said earlier on, the birthday of the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Again, I always like to quote this portion of scripture because it's a beautiful love song of the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. John's Gospel, chapter 3, and verse 60. The title of my message is The Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. As I describe in condition of two nations, Judah and Jerusalem. They were in spiritual darkness. Among them, there were four kings who were reigning during that time. And also Isaiah was there as a prophet. And yet, the Word of God tells you, if you read the scriptures, you'll see that the kings led the people astray. And Isaiah, a servant of God, sat there with them in darkness. God had to speak to him and challenge his heart so that he in turn would challenge those two nations and also the king that had just died, Uzziah. They were all sitting in spiritual darkness, tumbling over each other. The kings, those four kings, led these two nations astray. And here the man of God sat with them in darkness and did nothing about it. God, in his love and his goodness and his mercy, had to challenge Isaiah, one, by taking away his idol, the last king that was reigning at the time that Isaiah was there. It wasn't until that king was moved away from Isaiah that Isaiah testified, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Here is it, the man of God is now testifying, and it wasn't until his idol, the king, died before he could have a genuine relationship with the Lord. We are in a serious time in this generation. We are all tumbling in darkness, spiritual darkness. And like Isaiah, there are many prophets of God that should be lifting up the name of Jesus as the light of the world. That all those that are walking in darkness would see Christ. At this time of the year, I would imagine most of the churches, are celebrating the birth of the Savior of the world, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. We must understand, friends, and especially I want to address the Christians today. We of all people are celebrating the birthday of the Lamb of God who gave his life that all, and again, our pastor earlier on emphasized the word all should have everlasting life. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. And that's the reason why he gave his son, we heard his name earlier on, Jesus, and he has many other names. Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and I want to spend time on the last one that is mentioned, the Prince of Peace. Oh, how we need peace in this old world today. We have pushed God aside. We have pushed his Son that he has given to the entire world, because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. And because we push the Eternal Father aside as a people, and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we no longer worship them in spirit and in truth. We no longer embrace them as our Heavenly Father and the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. But we now serve. We don't have any king in this country, but there are kings all over the world today. We serve kings and presidents and governors and all these other people. We use them as idols, and we have many idols all over the world. And the Word of God makes it pretty clear. Those who don't believe in God, our Eternal Father, and the Son of God, which is called also the Lamb of God, and the Blessed Holy Spirit, the Bible says you're a fool. And we have many, many fools today all over the world. But I pray that today and tomorrow, that many will see the light. The scripture describes Jesus as the Prince of Peace and the morning star. Yes, that giveth light to those that are in darkness. Today, friends, I'm going to go timely with you, so that when you leave here, you remember all things, because we are living in a world that is confused. They no longer speaks of peace, but they speaks of hatred and war. Here the word of God tells us that the name that I want to spend time on is the Prince of Peace. Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. The name Jesus means Savior. He also has another name, Emmanuel, which means God with us. But today we want to look at the Prince of Peace. It's very important because we have so much war and bitterness and envy and killing all over, that people don't understand what is peace. They're all living in fear today. But I'm offering you Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the Prince of Peace. And I want you to bear that in mind. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And if we would only embrace him, the world would be a better place to live in, because there will be peace among us. There will be love among us. Oh, what a wonderful time. Christmas time is a wonderful time, supposed to be. Because we think of the shepherds, they hurried down to Bethlehem to see this thing which has come to pass, which is the Lamb of God in a stable down in the manger there. And oh, come, let us go see this thing which has come to pass, says the shepherds. Today, friends, we are celebrating the Prince of Peace. And oh, what a trouble. Pray that many of us will not just eat and drink and meet families and friends, but we will meet the Prince of Peace today and tomorrow, and throughout the rest of your life, the Prince of Peace. Now, let's look at some of the things here that I'd like to take your attention to. In Luke chapter 1, the Word of God tells us here, I'll read it for you. Luke chapter 1, the Word of God says in verse 76, 79. And thou, child, shall be called prophet of the highest, for thou shalt be before the face of the Lord to preserve his ways. I want to jump down to verse 78 quickly. Through the tender mercies of our God, whereby the day star from on high had visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. We are talking about the Prince of Peace. And so it would be nice if you underline that word peace in that portion of scripture. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And if we would only embrace him, and I'm going to hurry now, so follow me carefully. In chapter 2 and verse 14 of Luke, the Word of God says here, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. I will repeat, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. Note the word peace. Goodwill toward men. We need the peace of God in this our world today. We have turned our backs on the Prince of Peace. We now worship idols and demons, presidents and governors, and all the various leaders of the world today. We idolize them and we worship them. But here the Word of God tells us, friends, verse 14 of Luke chapter 2. Here the angels sang, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. It is God's will that we all should live in peace and not in bitterness and hatred. We have many, many wars that is going on in our world today. Why? Because we have pushed God, our eternal Father, aside. And we have pushed away his Son, the light of the world, which is Jesus, and also the Prince of Peace. And so we have hatred and bitterness at this time all over the world. But then, let me take you to another portion of scripture over in Mark chapter 4. Here we find Jesus now speaking in Mark chapter 4 and verse 39. Listen what Jesus is saying here. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. We need peace in our world among each other. We need to have peace with God so that we can enjoy the fullness of his love throughout the world, where we have peace with each other. We must have faith in God because it's important. The reason why we have so much bitterness and killing, we have experienced this right throughout this year, is because we have pushed away the Prince of Peace. I do pray before this day comes to an end and before the year comes to an end, we all in this country and in other countries, in churches, in homes, among families and children, we will enjoy the fullness of peace. Let me share with you a little bit about this story. The Word of God says in verse 37, there was a great storm. The disciples were in the boat, Jesus was there. But yet there came a great storm. Jesus in the boat, the disciples became fearful because of the storm that came upon them on sea. Many homes today are having storm. Many counties, many states, many business places are having storm. I want you to know today, friends, that if Jesus is with us, we will smile at the storm. Scripture says again, and I'll jump down to verse 39. Fear came upon the disciples because of the storm. I won't mention the many storms that we have passed through this year. But here the word of God says, and he arose, Jesus, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Oh, how we need calm in our homes. We need calm in our cities. We need calm in our counties, in our states. We need calm all over the world today in our business spaces as well. There is much unrest. But today, friends, we are offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled world. We need peace. And we need to stop hating our brothers and our sisters. We need to stop hating our leaders. And it would be so nice if our leaders would speak the truth and cause it what it will. He who hid the wrong he did does the wrong things still. I learned that when I was in school. Oh, we speak so much untruth, and it's called lying. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord. And we hear lie around us. We don't know what is truth anymore. And because of that, we don't embrace the Prince of Peace. Lastly, let me take you to John chapter 14. The Word of God says here, in John chapter 14, and I like this very much, listen what the Prince of Peace has to say in John chapter 14 and verse 27. The scripture says here, he's speaking to his disciples, and I would like to speak to the churches all over the world today. Jesus is speaking to the disciples, and he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And there is fear among our children, among our young people, among wives and husbands. There are fear in leadership, in all areas of leadership today, because we don't know what is truth anymore. The Bible tells us, friends, that Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, how we need to be honest with each other. We have leaders all over the world today that don't know what is truth, because they speak so much lie and deceive the hearts and lives of people. So we are killing each other and don't know what peace is. Today, friends, Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and I want to speak to the church now. Here he is saying, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let us embrace the Eternal Father today, who loves us so much that he gave us his Son, the Prince of Peace, the Light of the World, the Bread of Life, the Living Water. Oh, how we need all these things in our world today. If we would only embrace the Prince of Peace and enjoy the fullness of God's love. Today, friends, I'm going to emphasize here before I close. Many don't know what today is in this country of ours. They call it a holiday. We are celebrating the birthday of a king, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. He's a wonderful God. He's our counselor. Oh, yes, friends. Do you spend time to go to a counselor? I spend money to go to a counselor when you can come to Jesus, who is a counselor. He is the Prince of Peace. Praise his wonderful name. You can find comfort in him. And if you are tumbling over life today, not knowing what to do, and I'm going to close on this note, it is so painful to listen to the radio and hear the many, many needy families all over this country and in other countries too. And thank God for the many, many churches who have believers who are called saints in Christ that have been offering gifts to these needy people all over the world. And it would be so nice, friends, if they would accept the gift that we are given, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave. What a wonderful gift. He's called also the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Jesus is not in a manger anymore or in a stable. He's at the right hand of God, our Heavenly Father, making intercession for the entire world. And I have a gift to offer you from Jesus. The gift is mercy. His mercy endureth through all generations today, all over the world. Mercy. He's offering you that wonderful gift today. The wise men came bringing gifts for the baby, Jesus. The shepherds had nothing to offer. I don't know what you have to offer, friends, but I can suggest if you would only offer your life, praise his wonderful name, if you would only embrace the Son of God, who is the Prince of Peace, and find life everlasting today. Come unto me, all ye that labor, says Jesus, and I will give you rest, rest from your troubled soul. The problems toss you to and fro. We are offering you a wonderful gift today. That gift is Jesus, the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
It's Christmas time. And everybody is offering gifts to their children, to their friends, to relatives. But then we are offering you as a church today, the Lord Jesus Christ. Embrace this gift, friends. Oh, what a wonderful gift to have, the Prince of Peace. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest from your troubled soul today.
Amen.
You can embrace the Prince of Peace. Father, we present this nation and every home today, in every city, in every county. We lift up the many countries all over the world. We think of those that are having war instead of peace, hatred instead of love. They are destroying each other when you are offering them life and peace today. Breathe now, we beg of you, that all men would enjoy that wonderful gift, the gift of peace. Grant it, we ask now in your name. Amen. Amen. Sister Barbara, may God bless you.
Amen. Yes, Pastor, amen. Thank you so much. Brethren, can we say amen? Just say amen. Bless the Lord. We have heard so much about this Son of God, this gift that was given to us. And Pastor brought out peace, and it is all about peace, peace on earth, goodwill to men. So we want to give Pastor Fianin thanks for bringing this portion of scripture. And there is so much about this person called Jesus. And I don't want to take up any more time. I know some of you want to go and meet with your families or do whatever. But, you know, I'd just like to say one word that touched me today was from Maya that says we are to evaluate ourselves and our priorities and everything and ask God to open our eyes and our ears. You know, even myself trying to buy some gifts, and if you don't find the right gift and you have to say this one, don't get this. But we have a gift, as Pastor says, for the whole wide world. Everybody can receive this gift today, the gift of God's Son. So please, just when you get this message, just play it over and over. And if you have not given your heart to the Lord, open your heart as Pastor said, and offering your life, then do it today and let this be the best Christmas of all for the rest of your life. Now I'm going to turn over to Sister Judy Henry, and she will just give us a summary of the program so far. Sister Judy Henry, thank you.
Bless the Lord. Merry Christmas to you, brethren. And it is so pleasing. It's such a pleasure to hear our voices this morning acknowledging who God is and what he did for us when he sent his Son. As our pastor did say, the first message, all-inclusive. It was an all-inclusive message, and Jesus was going to be sent to us as humans, as was said by Isaiah. Now, our second minister, our Pastor Fianin, complete that to say he's offering this Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace, to us. That is such a beautiful way to open up and to wrap up. So
amen.
The invitation again is to all of us to accept this all-inclusive message that is presenting the Prince of Peace. Bless the name of the Lord. And also to add to that, you got the instructions how to set your itinerary for Christmas. Because our youngest caller today, Maya Ellis, tells us what to do on our itinerary as we prepare for Christmas, which is tomorrow. Well, I guess some of us have already done that, but that was so beautiful, right to the point, setting your itinerary for Christmas. Bless the name of the Lord. I saw on our call list someone whom we have not heard from in a while, our brother Hines, and it was so wonderful to see that he took the time out to call in to share with us. In addition, I noticed that we had callers from different states. We had New York, we have, by the way, from Jamaica.